Kyle Larson dominates the weekend. We'll talk about it here on the EG3 podcast coming up next. What's up, everybody? This is another edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer here, recording on this Tuesday morning. Yep, Tuesday morning. Yep, usually I'm out running around, but not this week or not this week or next week for that matter. Getting ready for the Garmin Olathe Marathon. We got a winning edition coming later on this week. Excited to get into all that on the Thursday episode, but this is a NASCAR episode, so you NASCAR fans, welcome back to the podcast here, whether that's sports, running, or whatever important comes across the desk here in Kansas City, Missouri, April 15th, 2025. Kyle Larson dominating the weekend yet again, for exception of the truck race. He didn't even run that, but race that, I should say. We're talking driving around, not running, to be specific here. But Kyle Larson win that race. And a good thing I didn't watch that, because a sleep fest, baby, sleep fest there. And yeah, I already had that mindset of going, because I'm just coming back from the Lake of the Ozarks, which we'll talk about later on this week on the show. I want to save it. And I had a decision whether, you know, because I knew that we're going to go out, the group KCRC, shout out 2.0, to Haha Tonka, where the trail and the castle and all that. I knew we were going to walk around the trail. And I decided, you know, I had originally 16, but there are plenty of those rounds in this round leading up to Garmin Olathe. So, you know, if it's going, I'll do that. I was coming off of a race saying, look, you know, I plan maybe doing this 4 miles easy when I get home. So that's fine. It ended up being a 2-hour run, so I think that was really beneficial, to be honest with you, than just running the 16. If I didn't race last weekend, I would have done it. I would have definitely done that, but given the fact I was still sore and whatnot from it, from the race and everything else, figure, you know, because originally I was thinking 4 or 5. It turned out to be almost 12, so, you know, it's one of those days where you don't want to do it, but you put an asterisk there because you had to get something in there, and that's going to be huge beneficial there for sure. I'm looking forward to next week anyway, but yeah, I had a decision whether to watch NASCAR race. I already had it in my mind set that I was going to run anyways before, during it, because I figured, and y'all probably say, no, you didn't. No, y'all didn't. No, you didn't. Oh, yeah, I did. I did for sure. You know me. This was a NASCAR podcast for a long time. Long time before turning it back to the original format, which is now sports, which when I first got back into this podcast, first entered the podcast space, it was just about sports and not running, because I was not even running at the time I got into podcasting. And now look at this, Eddie Greer III getting ready for his 11th marathon, and this was not supposed to be a marathon. I have said this multiple times on this show, so I'll probably end up saying it again when it's all said and done anyway. So, but yeah, Kyle Larson dominating yet again. Let me see how many laps he led here, because I didn't watch a single lap, and good thing I did not go home and watch it, because it would have been a waste of time. Because when I go home, I'm done. I'm pretty much done. But 411 laps, yeah. Out of 500, that's hot damn. That's four. Try to do quick math. You know what? Let's do some math here. So 411 laps led out of 500. That's 82. Wait, I did that wrong. Yeah, that's 82%. That's way over 3 1/4 alas. This is his ass kicking here of a victory. Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson, oh, by the way, second win of the year. He won at Homestead. Yeah, he won at Homestead early on in the year. Two wins of the season after Kyle Larson there as well. I didn't go down a rabbit hole, but yeah, good thing. That's a good thing now. Good job, EG3. Good job, EG3, that you did not go home and crash. you were productive. It's been a little, it's been a productive couple of days here with trying to get taxes done, recording podcasts left and right, trying to taper for this marathon. It's been a whirlwind the last couple weeks. It's only going to get crazier as the rest of this month approaches. But yeah, it's a good thing I did not go home, because usually when I go home for the afternoon, I ain't coming back out. That's the way I operate. That's the way I operate. You know, I get my things done early in the morning, kind of around lunchtime, around that point, and then for me, it's time to I've exhausted all my social for the weekend. I was just ready to get back home and get the miles in, wherever it took, and then yeah. So that decision was made on Sunday, and the right decision was made. This is here where EG3 got 2 hour running, long run in here. While Kyle Larson dominated in Bristol, this is the EG3 podcast, Tuesday night edition, 80 grid of third here for the podcast. But the other thing I want to talk about here real quick, right? All this domination on the short tracks. We talk, and I've been a proponent on more short tracks in the past on the show. And now with this car and the constant complaining from other NASCAR people, NASCAR podcasters and whatnot, whining and complaining, the product sucks and all this other stuff. And let's just focus on Bristol, because Bristol has loads of problems. And of course, the Atlanta Braves are going to be playing in that arena later on this summer. That'll be turned into a baseball field, which I am fascinated about. I'm excited about that. I am not excited about the Braves' start, but they won last night. Look, there's just a lot. Everybody wants exciting racing. Everybody likes exciting racing. Everyone wants to see the exciting bump and run finish. Everyone wants to see the last lap pass for the finish. Everybody is in that boat. But the thing of it is, it all started with Bristol and messing around with the high banks track. You might as well just left it alone, because everybody's complaining about this is not the same old Bristol and everything else like that. If y'all wanted that, why just leave the track alone? We can't change it. We can't change it now. Y'all mess with it. This for the non-NASCAR people, this was the track where, going back into the heyday of NASCAR, this place was used to be sold out. Okay? You didn't see no empty grandstands, none of that. You saw beating, banging, rooting out of the way, right? Even bumping run passes for the win, things like that. Even in the heyday, you saw domination. But you saw exciting racing through the field. Right? You ain't getting that right now. You're not getting that right. Whether that's Bristol or Martinsville, and particularly Bristol, because that's where all this issue started. Oh, we want a dirt track. We're going to turn this into a dirt track. Oh, yeah, man. This was a dirt track. I'm still baffled that somehow NASCAR turned that place. What they call this place? The Last Great Coliseum? I think that's what it is. Yeah. He turned the Last Great Coliseum into a dirt track. Gosh, that still blows my mind. They did this, 2 years in a row before they said, no, none of that. We're tired of this dirt, so we want to go back to the pavement. We want to go back to where they mess with the pavement. If you wanted action, you might as well just left it alone. Leave the track alone. But you can't cheat it now, because you screwed around with it. And now you're getting this part where now, in the newer day and age of Bristol racing, you got cars on the low side, cars on the middle side, cars ripping the fence. It's not the same thing, though. It's not the same thing as Miami Homestead or Kansas next month. Oh, yeah, by the way, we got races in Kansas Speedway next month. We'll see if I try to get it out there for at least the cup race. We'll see, because I don't know. We'll see if I can get out there. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make any of the races out there last year. This time around, I gotta try to get back out there. So we'll see about that. But it's not Bristol. It's not a Miami Homestead. It's not a Kansas. it's definitely not in Vegas, none of that stuff. Ripping the fence, whatnot, high, dry, and all this other stuff. You scoot around with it, and now you're getting this product racing. Last year, of course, tires, whatnot. There's too many issues. I'm not gonna sit here for 2 hours and complain. And y'all don't want to hear me complain for 2 hours. And I definitely don't have 2 hours to complain. I'm not gonna complain on this show because I pretty much complained enough right out of that. But all this product, short track problems, started right here at Bristol Motor Speedway. And look at the product now. You didn't get anything last year. Yeah, it was a good race because you brought in all these different options. The softer tire, the hard tire, drivers being conservative. You want to be conservative so you can be, you want to run strong late in the run. Speaking of which, stay tuned on the Thursday show. I'm looking forward to recording that. This is a big mess. Big mess. You saw Denny Hamlin dominating Martinsville, and now you see Kyle Larson just sneak up the field there, which, Eddie, good decision on running on Sunday. Good decision on running Sunday. That rarely happens. Go in the afternoon run. And oh, by the way, yeah, it was hot. It was hot. 83, 84 degrees. Yeah, this unpredictability of Kansas weather continues in the spring. But yeah, it's just all the problems started right there. And I could go in detail. I could go in a lot of detail on that. But again, I'm not going to bore you with that. I'm just going to get laid out. What I'm telling y'all, it's too many issues right now, whether it's the car, whether it's track, it's everything right now. And if y'all not getting that, it's too damn bad. This is what we get. Everybody says it's the car. And yeah, for this podcast, I'm going to give it 25% of the car. 25% the car, right? The other 75%, it's everything else. And now I talk about grandstands being packed. Now the last couple years, you're not seeing that at this racetrack. I'm sorry. Everybody scattered out. You're seeing empty seats. Go check it out. Go watch the highlights. Go YouTube. Look at the highlights. Go look up. Go. 15 minutes of highlights. It ain't 4 hours. Go watch for a little bit. Go pay attention to the grandstands. What you seeing out there? You ain't seeing nothing. Okay, all right. So there's just too many issues right now. And that's what you're getting right now. So you can't, if you want to change the car, you got to wait at least 2 years for the newest product of NASCAR Cup car to put on a racetrack. So. It is a lot of issues right now. Everybody's complaining. We're not seeing competitive racing. We're not seeing side by side. We're seeing even conservative racing. I don't call that racing, but you know, you're giving what you're giving what the card is giving you. So it is what it is. But hey, Kyle Larson domination yet again. Denny Hamlin's bid for 3 in a row. Speaking of Denny Hamlin, which he dominated in Martinsville. His bid for 3 in a row comes to an end there. He finished runner-up. Ty Gibbs finished third. Chase Briscoe fourth. Ryan Blaney fifth. And, oh, by the way, my fantasy league take another hit. I'm back in first place. Not in first place. Back in last place. But, see, I'm trying to make this, I'm trying to make this a little bit fun. Trying to pick something that my other friends are picking. That is what I'm doing. And it's not faring too well. Other than the week before. So, well, Talladega, I know there's not going to be any racing this weekend because of the Easter holiday. Everything will resume next weekend in Talladega where again, you're going to see conservative racing because of fuel and all that. That's not racing. That's not racing to me. Again, I could go down a long boulevard on that saga, but I'll save you the more boringness and the excitement of that. Rest of the top 10, William Byron, Ross Chastain, Christopher Bell, AJ Allmendinger, and Austin Dillon. Austin Dillon, a good run for him. The top 10 there. So AJ Allmendinger putting up. I should have been Allmendinger. I was on the fence, but my other fantasy league, keeps on rising up, baby. Rising up another strong week. Yes, sir. That is the last, that is what, two of the last 3 weeks now got 100 points. I'm going to see where I'm at on that note. But anyways, yeah, Kyle Larson winning stages one and two there as well. So there's a lot of mess going on with short track racing. That just short track racing in general, I think, is a mess. That's how I see it as well. Into the Easter break, right? Standings real quick. William Byron heading into Easter break here, leading the point standings by 30 over Hamlin. Christopher Bell third. Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott. That is your top five right there, folks, on that note. And I'm going to put a pin on this NASCAR before I go any further with any NASCAR talk. Because, I can go over a little bit on this. But, yeah, Kyle Larson, spoiler alert, Kyle Larson dominating again at Bristol. And I believe that's his second consecutive win at Bristol. If you go back to the fall of 2024, the EG3 podcast. Get it wherever you listen to your podcast. We are free and available weekly. And now, two times a week, there, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast there. And make sure you tell one fellow friend about the EG3 podcast. That's going to wrap it up for now on this edition. We're going to come back on, I'll record the Thursday pod tomorrow. We'll be back on Thursday with a winning episode. Yes, sir, back to back. And now carry that momentum to next week for the Garmin Olathe Marathon until Thursday. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the EG3 Podcast. We out.